Primordial Black Holes and Third-Order Scalar-Induced Gravitational Waves, by Shechang et al. The process of PBH formation would be inevitably accompanied by SIGW. This strong correlation between PBH and SIGW signals could be a promising approach to detecting PBH in the upcoming GW experiments, such as LISA. We investigate the third-order SIGW during our RD era in the case of a monochromatic primordial power spectrum P zeta equals a zeta k asterisk delta kk. For LISA observations, the relations between SNR and monochromatic primordial power spectrum are studied systematically. It shows that the effects of third-order SIGW extend the cutoff frequency from 2F to 3F and lead to about 200% increase of the SNR for frequency band from 10 to the power of minus 5 Hz to 1.6 times 10 to the minus 3 Hz corresponding to PBH with mass range 4 times 10 to the power of minus 12 mSun approximately 10 to the power of minus 7 mSun. We find that there exists a critical value A equals 1.76 times 10 to the minus 2 for the amplitude of the monochromatic primordial power spectra, such that when a zeta greater than A, the energy density of third-order SIGW will be larger than the energy density of second-order SIGW. This was Primordial Black Holes and Third-Order Scalar-Induced Gravitational Waves, by Shechang et al.